It's a hard rain they're gonna fall.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
I'm a blind man at the gates and forgot about a simple twist of fate.
That is the voice of protest, the musical heart of America, Cyrano de Bergerac to everyone, from Jimi Hendrix to Eric Clapton to Guns N' Roses, Grammys, Oscars, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and he isn't done. Today, coinciding with the 50th anniversary of his first album, Bob Dylan has a new album out called Tempest.
It was late last night when the boss came home to a deserted mansion and a desolate throat. Servant said, boss, the lady's gone. She left this morning just for dawn.
Now, we all know what Bob Dylan has meant to America in the past. So let's spend a little bit of time on what he is and where he wants to take us now. Sean Willens is author of Bob Dylan in America and the in-house historian at the official website bobdylan.com. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Todd. Great to be here.
Thanks for being with us. Let's start right off with the new album, Tin Angel. What's your take?
Oh, well, the album's called Tempest. Tin Angel is a song that you just
were playing. Yeah, we just got it, yep.
Tin Angel is one of the best tracks on the album as far as I can see. It's continuing Bob Dylan's very, quite extraordinary exploration of American music from the past, historical music, he's called it, and I think quite rightly. Folk songs, to be sure, and there are two songs on this album, in fact, that he reinvents. Barbara Allen, an old American folk song, or Scott's American folk song, actually, and Gypsy Davy. And he enters them and reinvents them, and he's been doing a fair amount of that, and it's really quite extraordinary.
Now, what is Bob Dylan thinking about today, do you think? You've talked to him, of course, but get inside his mind a little bit, maybe through the eyes of this latest album.
Well, first of all, I haven't talked to him. I don't talk to Bob Dylan. Oh. But trying to figure out the eyes of this thing. Well, he's doing the same thing he's ever done. I mean, he's talking about the entire range of human emotions. This album is full of songs about death, some of them quite violent. That's not because he, is thinking about his own death or because he's thinking violent thoughts. It's because he's entering into, as I said before, an American tradition of folk songs. American ballads are full of death. You can't go very far in that canon without running into songs like Pretty Polly or Banks of the Ohio, and he's doing that. But in talking about death and violence, you run into an entire wide range of emotions, thoughts, reflections, and they are his, and that's what he's giving you, as he's done throughout his entire career.
Well, speaking of death and violence, he is singing about it for about 13 minutes on this track. Listen.
The pale moon rose in its glory out of the western town. She told a sad, sad story of the great ship that went down.
Now, we don't have time for all 13 minutes of Titanic from Bob Dylan, but he's looking back to 1912. Sean Willens, give us an appreciation of this song and maybe what it means for Bob Dylan today.
Well, folk song, there have been a lot of songs written about the Titanic, and it seems almost de rigueur for folk singers to either compose or sing a song, often a very long song, about the Titanic. And once again, he's picking up on that tradition. Here is Dylan as a storyteller. He's taking, it's a very straightforward telling of the tale. There are some interesting aspects to it because, you know, in the middle of this song about 1912, up pops Leo DiCaprio with his sketchbook out of the movie from 1997.
I was wondering if he'd be part of this.
Yeah. No, I mean, Dylan, you know, collapses. One of the things that he's best at, in fact, is making the past sound like the present sound like the past.
All right. Well, let's hear from Bob Dylan as we close here. Sean Willens is author of Bob Dylan in America. The new album is Tempest. Thanks, Sean.
Great to be here.
Gather our people. Wherever you roam and admit that the waters around you have gone, and accept that soon you'll be drenched to the bone if your time to you is worth saving.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.